WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Federal officials are looking to Bryan as a possible location to house immigrant children from Central America. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he wants to deal in a humane way with what he calls a tragedy caused by President Obama's immigration policy.
A lot of these kids are coming over with things like tuberculosis and issues that we haven't had to deal with as a country for a few decades.
City officials told the Eagle that federal officials are looking into housing the children at the former Army Reserve building next to Cellular Corps Field, the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball team. Tuesday's Bryan City Council agenda includes initial consideration of three retail zoning recommendations made a month ago by the Planning and Zoning Commission. All would create new retail areas along busy highways. One is across Elmo Whedon Road from Central Baptist Church. P&Z member Nancy Hardiman and Chairman Scott Hickel were part of last month's unanimous vote.
I think it's an ideal location. I think your buyer was lucky to get this piece of land, and I expect him to do some good things with it there.
Yes, I think Mr. Trin's done a lot of good work here in the past, and we're looking forward to some new things.
The council will also take up retail zoning at the corner, southeast corner of Highway 21 and Old Curtin Road, and allow the owner of the big gas truck stop at Highways 6 and 2818 to add retail property. Before the end of the week, the president of the University of Texas at Austin could be fired, but Bill Powers has written a letter to the UT chancellor asking to stay through the end of next year's legislative session. The letter, obtained by the Austin American-Statesman, follows a story from the Associated Press that Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa gave an ultimatum to resign before Thursday's Board of Regents meeting to avoid being terminated. Six or seven men are accused of an assault and armed robbery in the Northgate District early Sunday morning. Two victims told College Station police they were walking home when they exchanged words with the occupants of a gray-colored, late-90s model SUV passing by in the area of Church and First Streets. The suspects stopped, got out of the vehicle, began to hit them, then at gunpoint took their wallets. College Station police received four vehicle burglary reports on Saturday in a Northside neighborhood. Two men were arrested after a neighbor reported witnessing one of the break-ins on Westover, which is east of Munson and north of Dominick. As of Sunday night, 22-year-old Stephen Warren and 23-year-old Stephen Howell were still in jail. After their arrest, police also received a report of a firearm being stolen in the same block, along with three vehicle burglaries on Hardwood. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura and the widow of the Texas man who wrote American Sniper are due to appear in federal court this week. Ventura sued Chris Kyle in 2012 for defamation after Kyle's book included details about a 2006 incident in which Kyle says he punched a man later identified as Ventura. Ventura says the fight never happened. Kyle was killed in a Texas gun range on a Texas gun range in February of last year. His widow is now the defendant in Ventura's case, where jury selection starts Tuesday in Minnesota. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 79 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Considerable sunshine across the area today. That'll warm temperatures up to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. Later during the afternoon, the early evening hours, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It'll become partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine Wednesday, highs will be very close to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here you go. All right. So starting next year, soap opera with swords fans can start drinking like the Lannisters with the release of a series of wines based on the popular HBO television series, otherwise known as Game of Thrones. Sydney-based advertising agency Common Ventures designed the wine bottles, each based on a different house, and carefully curated the wines to go with each of the local Australian wineries. The wine of the Westeros, is that who that is?
Yep.
Okay. The wines of the Westeros collection features 12 different bottles and wines based on the houses of the series. Oh, God, here we go.
So what is...
Arryn, is that right?
Yeah.
Greyjoy, White Walker, Stark, Baratheon, Lannister.
Baratheon.
Okay, that too. Dothraki, is that right?
Dothraki.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tyrell, Martell, Tarragon, Wilding, and Night's Watch. The reds are all associated with the houses that are headstrong and robust. The whites, on the other hand, more cunning, perceptive, and mysterious.
Okay.
I figure the Starks would just be full of disappointment. So
the wine guy, I have no idea what that means, but that's fine. The wine collection will be available for purchase in time for the start of the next season. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what will we do?
How fortunate.
Yeah, they'll probably be reasonably priced. So what do you think? It'd really be like a $4 bottle of wine, but because it's soap opera swords, just add a one in front of it. So like $14 wine.
There you go.
I mean, that'd work, right? That's not a really expensive wine. I mean, you have to think about doing that, but still, nonetheless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the theme?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, I watched two episodes because Louie was just off. You got to watch
two?
This. You got to watch it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, because, hello.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because, again, and he really pumped it up, and that's fine. And so, bless you. And
thank you.
So, I watched two, and it I said, this is a soap opera. I mean, they chop people's heads off and stuff, but it's a soap opera. So
sure.
Well, look, me and Louie both read the book, so we have kind of a special bond with it. But yeah, I like it.
I understand it. That's fine. I just, the shows I watch are probably, you know, I watch like Family Guy. So
the more mature stuff.
Oh, no, well, it's interesting because, yeah, I watched like three episodes on Saturday, and so we're looking at things to watch on video on demand on Saturday and Saturday night, and so we're watching one show, and then this. She said, "Well, what's that other stuff?" I said, "Oh." She said, "Oh, it's Family Guy." I wasn't home, obviously. So, it's lowbrow. Disney's phenomenally successful film Frozen has a showstopper musical centerpiece too. Let It Go, performed by somebody named Idina Menzel. Mm-hmm, is that her name? Won the Oscar for Best Original Song, and has inspired countless cover versions and homages online. This week, the entire original soundtrack has been certified double platinum.
Jeez.
It has sold over 600,000 copies. Now, I don't know if that means downloads or if they actually, you know, walked out with a CD. The album is best-selling film soundtrack since Mamma Mia, and is on course to become the best-selling album of the year.
And has been the bane of all parents around world.
Well, it had been out for a while, and we finally decided, well, we'll watch it. So we watched it on video on demand, and you know, it was just kind of meh, you know. And I asked Kevin about it, you know, because his daughter's crazy for it. And he said it's just so much better than so many of the other kiddo shows that are out there. And, I mean, Let It Go is all right, but that's, I don't know, it's not stuck in my head. And I'm sure there are plenty of parents out there who go, oh yeah, well it's stuck in mine. I'm sure I'm sure they're getting to hear plenty of that. So, talking about stuck in your head, Pink Floyd is going to release their first album in 20 years.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's called The Endless River, and they really weren't ready to announce it, but they had to. Actually, they didn't have to. But what happened was Polly Sampson, who's the wife of the singer and guitarist David Gilmour, apparently let fans know, let the cat out of the bag over the weekend. Told them that the name of it was going to be The Endless River, and it's based on the 1994 sessions of Rick Wright, who's dead. He was a keyboard member and a founding member of Pink Floyd. So there you go if you're a Pink Floyd fan.
Free keychain laser with purchase?
Yeah, probably so. I would think so. Yeah, and it plays money when you push the button. anyhow, well, I had a copy of Dark Side of the Moon. That's all I can say. Actually, I probably ran through about two copies of
yeah.
it. But, you know, it wasn't bad for the time. So I found an interesting fact over the weekend about Phil Collins. About Phil Collins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because seeing the Oscar song. If you'll remember, Take a Look at Me Now was a song that Phil Collins sang for Against the Odds. Against All Odds is the name of the song. And he was it was nominated for an Oscar. And apparently his manager wrote the producers and offered to have Phil Collins come sing the song on the Oscars broadcast. The producers did not know who he was.
What?
Yeah. And so they wrote, thank you so much for offering the services of Phil Cooper, but we don't think
we're
going
to. Oh, man.
You believe that? Yeah. But anyway, that was a while ago. So here we go. It's the guy from China, the dad who dressed up his 5-year-old son in pants made out of fruit. Rufing Fan says his kid was complaining about it being too hot this summer, so he fed him some ice-cold watermelon. Then when the real inspiration struck him, suddenly he said, I thought that actually a watermelon itself probably could feel very cool as underpants. So he cut out 2 leg holes, must be a little kid, slid him in there, and he's got the coolest underpants in town. Worked well.
It's taking Fruit of the Loom to a
oh, very nice. Thank you so much. Oh, wait. Okay, got that going. So after months of negotiations in their parliament, Germany has established their first national minimum wage law.
First?
Yep.
They didn't have one before?
Well, they did not. Here's the deal. And it's 8.50 euros, which is $11.60 an hour.
Ooh.
It's a big deal because historically, the labor unions and employers have set wages. This is legislatively set. Now, here for our part in U.S. America, as of June the 1st, there are 22 states in the Washington, D.C. area that have minimum wages that are above the federal minimum wage, which is 7 1/4. Currently, D.C. has the highest minimum wage in the United States. Boy, does that speak volumes that your national capital has the highest minimum wage in America. $9.50. Washington State in at $9.32, Oregon at $9.10, and the state of California at $9. There are 19 states, Guam and the Virgin Islands, which have minimum wages, the same as the federal wage. That's also several states which have a minimum wage that is set below the federal limit, in which case the federal limit would apply.
I think I saw, and it's anecdotal, but I think I saw the best evidence that an employer will pay you what you're worth if you're worth it to them at that time and place, and that was a Walmart in, I believe, North Dakota.
Okay.
And they had a sign that said starting wages for, never worked for Walmart before,
yeah.
$17 an hour. This is where they're
Whoa.
Drilling for oil,
yeah.
and they have to compete with everyone wanting to go to the fields.
Well, there's some tech jobs up there, too, I think,
yeah.
too, in North Dakota. So that's probably right, and that is a supply and demand situation.
Very
obviously.
Much so.
They've got to get people in there who will, of course, and again, no matter what, even if it is Walmart, you have to go through a ton of paperwork to bring people in. There has
yep.
to be some training involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's some investment. Even if it's just an entry-level job, there's a learning curve involved. And obviously, they don't want to bring somebody in at some price so that they lose them a week later after they've made some investment in that. $17, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's like folks getting hired on during the holiday season.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's but again, as you say, that's anecdotal, and it has to do with the surroundings, that's for sure. All right, it's 820.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Amish Furniture for Generations. They've got a huge bedroom floor model sale going on right now. You can find up to 40% off on selected bedroom floor models and 10% off new orders. Now, these are builders that you know. There's Schwartz, there's Schrocks, there's Miller, and there's more. But right now is a great opportunity for you to get 40% off on select bedroom models. And by the way, 10% off new orders as well. These are remarkable savings. And as always, it's exquisitely handcrafted solid wood furniture made in America. These are bedrooms from Amish builders that you know and you love. So hurry in because the selections are great right now. All the furniture, of course, at Amish Furniture for Generations is handmade by Amish craftsmen using the finest wood, which transfers in furniture that will be an heirloom for generations to come. That's why it's called Amish Furniture for Generations. Stop in and have a look during the huge bedroom floor model sale that's going on. Give them a call for more information at 260-5050. Stop in and see them. They're in the Boonville Road, on Boonville Road, just past the Kroger Shopping Center. It's the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. There's sale going on right now, 40% off select bedroom floor models and 10% off new orders at Amish Furniture.
Wall Street appears headed for a lower start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stocks may pull back a bit at this morning's opening. Analysts say the bulls may take a rest after pushing the blue chips to an all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrials closed above 17,000 for the first time ahead of the 4th of July weekend. The release of Alcoa's quarterly results after the markets close tomorrow will mark the unofficial start of a new earnings reporting season. AMC Entertainment is taking a less-is-more approach at some of its movie theaters. The chain has renovated about 1,800 auditoriums, putting in larger, comfortable seats that recline. The Wall Street Journal says attendance at the refurbished theaters has surged despite the reduced capacity. General Mills is introducing several new products to address consumer trends, including demands for more protein. High-protein versions of Cheerios cereal and Cascadian Farms granola are hitting the store shelves. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
I'm Jay Farner.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor of the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow, minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Hey, guys, let me have your attention for a minute. If you're reaching the golden years, one thing that may concern you is ED. You know, it's only natural that things slow down a bit as we age. After all, nothing else is working quite as well as it did in our 20s. But you know, there is help. Good, high-quality, doctor-developed, effective help. Restore MX from the Activate Company is helping millions of men gain some of that youth back again. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. Is it time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Dr. Cade thought he was onto something, and it wasn't going to take him very long to find the answer. The good doctor was doing a study of heat exhaustion on the human body. He knew that if he could find a solution to heat exhaustion, it would be a real boon to so many, one of which is athletes, especially those athletes and weekend warriors who live and play in the southern regions of our country and have to contend with the severe heat and long summers. But not just those folks in the south. Nope, long-distance runners, for example, who have to keep up a pretty terrific pace for miles, or bicycle racers, such as the great Lance Armstrong, who not only has to race 100 miles a day, he has to do it for 21 days in a row in order to win the Tour de France, which he has several times now. If it's a physical sport, then I guess there's a good chance of exhaustion. And that's what Dr. Cade was working on. He read up on all the research that had gone on before him, and he watched and timed the athletes during practices and games, and he tried to make a correlation between fitness of a given athlete and the time to recovery. Dr. Cade knew that if he could find a way for athletes to recover quicker, well then not only could they play better and longer, but their bodies would be in less danger from the possible devastating effects of exhaustion. It's when he was watching a group of football players that he couldn't help notice the obvious. They were sweating. Very normal and everyday occurrence, especially to football players, but it was the sweat. Maybe, he thought, that would be a clue. So he gathered up a bunch of sweat from the players and analyzed it. And what surprised him is that the chemical makeup of the sweat was so identical in all of the players. It didn't take him very long to come up with a solution. As a matter of fact, according to Dr. Cade, it took him exactly 3 minutes. Once he had analyzed the football player's sweat, he had it. He came up with something that, well, today we know is one of the biggest selling products in the world. It's a little known fact that Dr. R. Cade came up with Gatorade after only 3 minutes of analyzing football player's sweat. And how did he come up with that silly name, Gatorade? Well, he made the formula in order to aid his favorite team, the University of Florida Gators, of course.
Today, for the business or vacation traveler, here's an update on where we stand on in-flight Wi-Fi. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. There's a smart new technology making homes across the country simpler, smarter, and safer. But until recently, only the most tech-savvy people knew about this groundbreaking security system. That's about to change. Sequoia Capital, the investing firm behind Apple, YouTube, and Google, just announced a huge investment into this game-changing home security system. It's SimpliSafe Home Security. Protecting your home has never been this easy. With SimpliSafe, you get state-of-the-art protection technology, plus 24/7 professional monitoring for only $15 a month. Most places charge three times that. And unlike old alarm companies, SimpliSafe has no contracts, so you're never locked in. I love that SimpliSafe keeps me connected to my home. It's wireless, so you have information right at your fingertips every second of the day. Get this groundbreaking home security system today. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com and save 10% with my exclusive offer. SimpliSafeKim.com. 2 years ago, in the summer of 2012, I spoke about Wi-Fi on airlines. 2 years ago, I said that you have about a one-third chance of being on a plane with in-flight Wi-Fi. Today, while things have changed a little for the better, our practical experience is about the same. I travel a lot. Stumbling onto a plane with Wi-Fi is still a fairly rare occurrence. And even then, the Wi-Fi experience is generally still expensive and unfulfilling. Delta still leads the way in equipping its planes with Wi-Fi. Southwest is right behind them. But there's still no YouTube or any streaming videos, and the service still doesn't work on flights over the ocean, where you need the most. The connection speed is comparable to a lower-speed home broadband connection. And unfortunately, you can't count on it being aboard. Read more, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website, commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Along several busy highways in Bryan come requests to allow retail business zoning. Endorsements given last month by the Planning and Zoning Commission receive initial consideration at Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting. One of three locations is the remaining empty space at the intersection of Highways 30, 158, and Elmo Whedon Road. Representing developer Sam Trin at last month's P&Z meeting, engineer Rabone Metcalf did not know specific plans for the 10 acres across Elmo Whedon from Central Baptist Church.
Him and I have spoken in regards to that, and obviously he wants to do something commercial, something retail, but he doesn't have a set plan in mind. Anything that we do, if this zoning does go forward, it would adhere to standard site development practices as far as parking requirements, landscaping, setbacks, buffer yards, and so on.
P&Z also supported adding retail property at the Big Gas truck stop in North Bryan at 2818 and Highway 6, along with rezoning the southeast corner of Highway 21 and Old Curtin Road, where the city has ordered a substandard commercial building be demolished. Later this week, we may know whether immigrant children from Central America will be housed in Bryan. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he and his staff have been in contact with city and school officials.
Let's say that we had, you know, a few hundred of these kids come into Brazos County. Well, that's going to put a real strain on our schools, which don't have the resources to be able to deal with an influx of non-English-speaking kids.
Combine the children with the start of hurricane season and the threat of evacuations from the Gulf Coast, and Flores agrees that will tax local resources.
I remember what Houston was going through after the Katrina refugees relocated there. I mean, crime went up and several other societal issues became a real problem for a while.
Flores places responsibility on President Obama's failure to live up to immigration laws passed by Congress. Meantime, federal immigration officials are using George Bush International Airport as a transfer point for children arriving from the lower Rio Grande Valley. The president of the University of Texas is leaving. When and how remain up in the air. The Associated Press reports UT System Chancellor Francisco Cigaroa gave Bill Powers an ultimatum to resign before Thursday's Board of Regents meeting or be fired. Powers sent a letter to the chancellor obtained by the Austin American-Statesman calling for him to stay through the end of next year's legislative session. Powers wrote that leaving in October as the chancellor wants would be, quoting Powers, enormously disruptive to many stakeholders and would cast the university and our state in a highly unfavorable light. Authorities are looking for five or six black men and two Hispanic men who are accused of striking two victims, then at gunpoint taking their wallets. College Station police officers were sent to Northgate Sunday morning at 4:30 in the area of First and Church. The victims reported trading words with the suspects as they were driving by. Then the gray late 90s model SUV stopped. The occupants got out, assaulted the victims, and one of the men pulled out a pistol and demanded the wallets. No life-threatening injuries were reported. On Saturday in the College Station neighborhood north of Dominick and east of Munson, police took four reports of vehicle burglaries and the theft of a firearm. A neighbor who witnessed one of the break-ins on Westover called dispatchers. Officers found two men in the area and arrested 23-year-old Stephen Howell and 22-year-old Stephen Warren of College Station for that burglary. Later in the day, police took three reports of vehicle burglaries on Hardwood. Officers did not disclose if forced entry was involved in any of the incidents. A Travis County resident under the age of 50 is the first diagnosed case of West Nile in the state this year. Travis County Medical Director Dr. Phil Huang says there is some good news.
Fortunately, the patient's situation, it was West Nile fever rather than the neuroinvasive disease. It was the less severe form of the illness, and the patient was not requiring any hospitalization.
Dr. Huang says to keep yourself safe, practice the 4 Ds. Dress with long sleeves, avoid being outside during dusk and dawn, use repellent with DEET, and drain any standing water around your home. 14 people died last year in Texas from West Nile. The wife of former Texas Lieutenant Governor Bill Hobby has died. Services will be held Tuesday for 83-year-old Diana Poteet Stallings Hobby, who passed away last Friday due to complications from cancer. September 11th would have marked the couple's 60th wedding anniversary. A month ago, the city of Houston passed a sweeping non-discrimination ordinance. Now, someone repealed.
At issue is the fact that the measure extends protections to the gay, lesbian, and transgendered community. A petition on NoUnequalRights.com to bring the issue to the vote claims the city is serving the personal agenda of Mayor Anise Parker, who is gay, and her allies. Mike Craig with Out and Equal Houston says the group seems fixated on the so-called bathroom issue.
And they keep talking about, you know, oh, well, this ordinance allows a man to put on a dress and go into the women's room and assault. And that's just not true.
The conservative religious leaders claim that they have 50,000 signatures. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:37. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maid's, a clean you can trust. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order's ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile. Enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
Good morning. It's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. You come home, your unit's gone down, and you need to stay cool. Give them a call, 690-2278. Plug you into the loaner while they fix yours.
Some very typical July weather in the forecast. We'll see sunshine today. Isolated shower, thunderstorm may pop up in the heat of the afternoon. Temperatures today, 90 to 95. It'll become partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Sun tomorrow, the risk of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Lots of sunshine Wednesday, highs on Wednesday around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, it is so time to cut through the clutter, okay? I mean, there so often it's difficult to get down to the actual nodules of truth because there's so many speed bumps on the information highway. Thank God BBC News is here to help us. You'll no longer be subjected to the unhinged ravings of climate deniers and other members of the anti-science fringe.
Honestly, who is denying that a climate exists in this day and age?
In a report that was published Thursday by the BBC Trust, the network's journalists were criticized for devoting too much airtime, as in any airtime, to unqualified people who have marginal views about these non-contentious issues in a misguided attempt to provide some sort of editorial balance. Why would you want balance?
How did the president respond to these allegations?
The trust wishes to emphasize the importance of attempting to establish where the weight of scientific agreement may be found and make that clear to the audiences. Science coverage does not simply lie in reflecting a wide range of views, but depends on the varying degree of prominence such views should be given. So far, according to the Telegraph, about 200 staff members, having attended seminars and workshops aimed at improving their coverage when it comes to, climate stuff, so that we can keep those fringe experts from trying to undermine the real need, which is to tell the truth about the climate.
And I don't disagree completely. Science should be divorced from politics and policy as much as possible. But what they're suggesting is actually more political than I believe they would like to let on.
I think they are trying to clear the clutter, Patrick. I think they don't want people to be confused with too many points of view. You need to clear the pathways.
Hello?
At the end of the last ice age, did the cavemen have a political discussion about climate change?
Well, I think they wrote it on the wall. I think they drew pictures.
I think there's a picture in, Africa in a cave out there somewhere.
So I'm just saying, you know. Or you could just do what Dubai is doing.
Oh, what are they doing?
You got to love the Dubaiers. I mean, these folks...
More money than sense, usually.
Okay, these are the ones who, you know, did the palm thing, right? They just built the islands that look like a palm tree out there.
And the earth.
Yeah, they did the earth. And I don't know how well that one's done, but the palm tree thing is, you know, kind of working.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then they built what they declare is the only 5-star hotel in the world.
Good on them.
Yeah, and I have a friend who flies over there from time to time and just said, it's amazing. It's just amazing. You fly into Dubai and there's all that stuff. Well, now the Dubaiis or Dubainskers or whatever you want to call them, the Dubaisters.
The Dubies.
Yeah, the Dubies.
Yeah,
call them that.
I like that.
They basically are planning to build a temperature-controlled city featuring the world's largest mall, an indoor park, hotels, health resorts, and theaters. Okay? You already got one of the biggest indoor shopping complexes in the world, the Dubai Mall, which has a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think you'd find over in that part of the world. But you know what? Those Dubaiers got some money, and they know how to spend it.
You can build just about anything with slave labor like they do over there.
The all-pedestrian complex will occupy a total area of 48 million square feet.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Says Dubai Holding, the developer... and it's going to be called, I don't know, Dubai World or something. It basically is going to have a promenade that is 4.3 miles long and covered with air conditioning. Because, I mean, it gets hot over there. These people don't want to be sweating while they're shopping, okay? They'll call it the Mall of the World. They hope they'll attract 180 million visitors a year.
1.7 square miles.
Now, here's the thing that Dubai... just like Google, doesn't have.
Oh?
Debt. They don't have any debt, okay? U.S. America gets plenty of money, but we got to filter it off to go do this or that or take care of these people or those people or these programs. You know, we're ginning along just fine, but we got to give money to politicians so that they can hand it out in their districts.
Well, and they literally print their money one barrel at a time.
They do. You know what? The Chinese are building an infrastructure that is the envy of the world. Because you know what? They're the government. They could just do it. Anyway, so basically, and again, it's not like it's all been good at the Emirates. I mean, in 2008, 2009, things were not so good over there. They had a little financial crisis, but they've made a pretty good comeback. Because again, they don't have any debt. Qatar, United Arab Emirates, they're doing okay. They do. And look at, I don't want to get really politically incorrect, but just take any story we might have had in our news today about some group who feels put upon, okay? You know, this little protest here, this little protest there. They don't do that over there, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
they pretty much
no,
don't.
They pretty much squash that whenever that comes around.
They do. But the thing is, they have many, many people over there do have a very good quality of life. Now, I'm not saying that it's the right way to do things. I'm just saying it's efficient for them. Now, wash your ears out with that. First of all, we've taken the climatological naysayers. We've kicked them to the curb. Now we've talked about how you just build a glass dome over it, and that'll take care of it. But here in U.S. America, after the annual Summer Fancy Food Show closed Tuesday in New York City, oh, those leftovers didn't go to waste. No. Instead, the thousands of pounds of gourmet food was redistributed to food pantries in New York.
Good.
So it could be given away to the 60,000 homeless. Because, after all, don't they want top-drawer cheeses? Don't they want salsas and jams? Don't they want chocolate and olive oil? Oh, and prosciutto! Don't you know that those homeless guys were talking about the prosciutto that they had? Oh, and the spices, too. Many of the homeless population in New York are handed crackers with foie gras on them. Oh, yeah. Yeah, really. Hey, wait, this tastes just like Underwood deviled ham.
So,
yeah.
Wait, you stuff geese full of food and you eat their livers and I get your leftovers.
That's right.
Okay.
But just saying, I mean, and once again, we're one of the few countries in the world where the poor people are fat. So that's the reason. We got the homeless people eating foie gras out there and, you know, cheese. There's a reason for it.
Sir, we're happy you've chosen Subway for your summer barbecue blowout with our delicious applewood pulled pork subs and all.
Set, set, set.
But could you...
Go for the spike, dude.
Maybe take the volleyball game outside the restaurant.
My bad.
Subway is taking your summer barbecue to the next level with the sweet and smoky applewood pulled pork, slow-cooked to tender perfection. Summer's gotta have it footlong. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Volleyball not permitted.
Get to Subway for great flavors and great value. Enjoy Genoa salami and spicy pepperoni on our super stacked $3 6-inch select, the Spicy Italian. Try it fresh toasted on Italian urban cheese bread for that perfect flavor blend. And barbecue fans, you won't want to miss the barbecue oven roasted chicken melt, now our featured footlong. With Monterey cheddar, tangy pickles, and sweet barbecue sauce, that's a $6 footlong special. Try our featured subs today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax, prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extra.
During the July 4th sale at Star Furniture, you won't find more beautiful styles on sale anywhere. Extraordinary sale prices store-wide. Then take an extra 15% off or 5 years free financing. See store for details. Star Furniture, different by design.
848, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The London Telegraph has run a list of the most disappointing tourist sites in the world.
All right.
Yeah. Now, this sounds interesting to me because, I mean, after all, you hear about these places all over the world and, you know, want to go there and heck yeah, and let's do that. And So, in the U.S. America, Times Square ranked third. But here you go. Here are your eight because we don't do 10. The list of most disappointing tourist sites. Number eight, the Great Pyramids. Where, by the way, they have a Pizza Hut. They have a Pizza Hut about 200 yards.
Right there on the west side of the smallest one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think going to see any of the Seven Wonders would be
a disappointment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I understand. But anyway, that's what they said. Number seven is the White House. Okay. Number six, the Spanish Steps in Rome. Number five, the Statue of Liberty. Going to the Statue of Liberty about this time of year is not comfy. It is not comfy. Because, you know, you pretty much got the sun pounding down on you, and that thing is made out of iron, and it gets warm in there.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Las Ramblas. That's a street in Barcelona. Number three is Times Square. Number two is the Louvre, basically the Mona Lisa. Because if you look at it, it's pretty interesting. The Mona Lisa is now, you're pretty far away from it. And apparently they have guards who have no qualms at moving people along about every 30 seconds. So, you know,
really?
Yeah, you get a chance.
An entire museum is disappointing.
Yeah. I can't
what
imagine.
Does this person do that's so exhilarating?
I don't know. I can't imagine. Well, again, if you're an adrenaline freak.
Okay.
And again, but a museum, really, you're supposed to do that kind of in a different
way. If you want some adrenaline, reach out and try to touch the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, that would give you some adrenaline. That's for sure. And number one is the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was.
You liked it?
It was fine.
Now.
It was not at all disappointing.
I don't have the story with me, but apparently, now, did you go to the top?
Went halfway up.
Okay. Now, did you climb the stairs or take the elevator?
Elevator.
Now, there's a deal where you apparently can get up to the second level and it's not nearly as crowded to get on the elevator.
Huh.
Is that, I'll have to go and find
that'll
that
be
story.
Interesting.
I'll bring it in. Let's see. Okay, so if you weren't with me earlier this morning when I forgot the 7 o'clock news... And I had to be gently reminded by Patrick that it was time for him to do his part in the show. And I now have a reason why. There are three ways that humidity messes with your brain, according to Science and Us. It makes you forgetful. Humidity impairs short-term memory.
Yes! I got it!
You got an excuse.
That's it. According to the study, it found people had a harder time remembering a string of numbers when it's hot and sticky outside. Well, what if you got them standing out in the sun trying to remember? They just won't get back to the air conditioning. Yeah, right, whatever.
Yeah, heat stroke will do that to people. In this
you see, your cognitive resources get diverted away from mental tasks, okay? And you're given over to coping with the uncomfortable environment that you're in. Second, it makes you lethargic. One study found that humidity was one of the best predictors of people's moods. Really? Specifically, the higher the humidity, the lower your energy level likely to be. And number three, it makes you less anxious. Ooh. The same study says your panic attacks may ease during humid weather because all that lethargy also weakens your alertness. Hard to worry about anything when you're tired and hot.
So we got walking, drooling zombies that can't remember where they're at.
It's the humidity. That's it.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated. But it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Zach, you a Lego guy growing up?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know, neither of my kids were, but it just didn't time out right. I think they were probably a little too old. But if you enjoy playing with Lego, but you can't keep up with the many sets that they keep getting. Now, did you get, like, the pre-made set? You know, the pre...
No, generally, I just got kind of the...
Do a free-form thing?
Yeah, bare minimum.
I got you. But, you know, that way you could build up whatever you wanted. Well, now, this is kind of interesting. Play, spelled P-L-E-Y, California-based company that lets you rent out Lego sets Netflix style. The monthly fee runs from $15 to $39 according to the size of the Lego sets, with no limit on the duration at which you can keep the sets. Hundreds of Lego sets to choose from, including Star Wars and Batman and lots of others. You can select as many as you like for rent, which will arrive via free shipping if some pieces are accidentally lost or swallowed by the dog or whatever. By the way, if you leave them on the floor, you always find them when you're barefoot walking
in
the dark.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to worry about that because you get up to 15 pieces lost covered in the agreement. If you decide to buy the Lego set, Play will offer it to you at a discounted price.
Well, that's a really cool idea, but how do they set? I mean, without having a time limit, what if you just keep it?
Right, how long's your inventory? Yeah, you got I guess, again, at some point, like the library book that wasn't ever returned after 23 years, they got to call you and go, hello, we kind of need that back.
So do they have a Lego detective that's going to come to your door?
We know where you live.
The legal process can be overwhelming at times. And when you're looking for help, just remember one thing, one call, that's all. You'll reach the experienced trial lawyers of the Payne Law Group. We've been practicing law in the Brazos Valley for over 60 years. We're your friends, we're your neighbors, and we can help you through the court system. For personal injuries, big or small, just remember, one call, that's all. The Payne Law Group is here to help you.
Call toll-free 855-TXONECALL.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Yep, you heard of Fukushima? You know what that is? You know Fukushima, that little nuclear reactor thing that they...
Yeah, okay.
Well, the operator of the Fukushima Unit 5, that's the one that was damaged, TEPCO, basically has been forced to switch off the cooling system at that reactor after it was discovered that it's leaking water. In 9 days, if the system is not repaired, temperatures will exceed the danger level. So... just letting you know, okay?
Better get on that.
Yeah. Hopefully they've got a crew on the way.
Well, I mean, could it be like Chernobyl type?
Three Mile Island kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Is it going to affect the whole...
Just letting you know that if you happen to be over there, just... Colleges across the country have put a new spin on the Take Your Child to Work Day, or in this case, Take Your Parent to School Day.
Oh.
By flipping the tradition so parents are the ones tagging along with their college-age kids, more than 90% of the schools have expanded their freshman orientations to include programs for parents. Park your helicopters over there, parents, and you go this way.
Let them go.
I like
really
it. Let,
right.
let them audit the class for a day or two. That's sort of fun.
We went to the first meeting, and then they said, go away. Just go.
That's important, too. As a parent, I don't know, in a few years I'd like to go back to a college and say, I wonder how classes are now.
You could do that. 1928, sliced bread was introduced for the first time. Chillicothe, Missouri. Yep.
Everything great has been invented since then.
That's right. And Boris Becker, 17 years old, won Wimbledon. 17. Oh, by the way, he's 46 now.
Oh.
All right, we're back to our WTAW College Station.
Right. Fox News Radio.